And that's why I believe in you, because that is the greatest purpose. It's to love. Honest. It sounds corny. Whatever you want to say, I don't care. I love people because there is freedom and power in loving people.
Hello, all you positive heads out there. Thanks for tuning your beautiful brainwaves into another episode of the Positive Head Podcast, where we are firmly convinced that creating success and happiness is rooted in understanding the ultimate nature of reality and the fact that as human beings, we are all immensely powerful fractals of the one and only source consciousness, which creates and animates all things. Now, of course, understanding this powerful truth is one thing. Applying this incredibly empowering wisdom to everyday life, well, that's another. Which is exactly why we provide you with a fresh serving of soul food for thought 5 days a week. To help constantly remind you of what matters most. You are it. And I'm your host, Brandon Beecham. I'm the one who will be here with you each and every Wednesday, interviewing a different consciousness changemaker that is also out there working tirelessly to help catalyze change and expand awareness all across spaceship Earth. On the other 4 weekdays, you can hear me discussing topics such as my favorite thought-provoking quotes, reading and discussing wisdom from empowering books, playing clips from various inspirational spiritual teachers, sharing a bit of mysterious news, taking questions from the audience, and essentially digging into any other mind-expansive topics that will help keep your soul fed by tuning you into positive vibrations on a consistent basis. All right, all you positive heads, for this week's interview episode, we're going to do something a little bit different. I am very happy to have Caroline Oxbury here with me on the show. And Caroline is a Reiki master, mindfulness and meditation coach based out of the UK. And after we chat a little bit, she's going to take us through a guided chakra balancing meditation. Hello there, Caroline. Welcome to the show.
Hiya. How are you?
I am absolutely wonderful. It's so great to connect with you here. I got to tell you, starting off, I usually have a go-to question starting off. And before I ask you that, I got to say this, there is a synchronicity with our coming together here. And, and the reason, you know, as the shows continue to sort of grow exponentially, I'm getting more and more people that reach out to come be on the show, which is awesome, which excellent. Yeah. I love it. But, you know, you can only do so many things, right? There's only so many interviews that I'm going to have. Yeah. And so it seems like they're stacking. And so I'd had, let's see, when you actually reached out to me, a couple months ago or month and a half, something, whatever it was. And I had just the night before done my first chakra meditation in like years, probably. Yeah. So I had just done the chakra meditation and I'd come away saying, wow, why am I not doing this more often? It's such a, you know, I energetically, I feel so like plugged in. Right. Yeah. And since then I've actually been doing them every time before I do, a show, a daily show. I do a little meditation, right? A little chakra opening meditation. Well, the very next morning, I found a white feather on my bedroom floor. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Where did this white feather come from, right? It's this little white feather. Okay, that seems like symbolic in some way. And then I received the email when I went to my computer, opened it, about scheduling about scheduling with you. Now, as you guys are going to come to see and hear, you have White Feather Tribe and White Feather Therapies as part of what you do, right? And it's all around doing these chakra meditations is a big part of what you're doing. So I'm like, okay, universe, I get it. Caroline should come on the show. So I was like, yes, let's schedule it. So that was my cool little synchronicity to kick off the show on how you ended up here. So pretty cool, huh?
It is. Yeah, I think it is. I really like the white feather part.
yeah, exactly. You were coming at me from multiple angles. Well played.
Hopefully you'll be in for a treat with this meditation then.
I can't imagine anything otherwise. So, so let me ask you this. Starting off, I always like to ask people, you're in an elevator. The woman next to you looks over, says, what's your passion? You've got 10 floors to answer. What do you say?
I'd say my passion is predominantly helping people to gain clarity and understanding around their whole well-being, the whole the health, understanding about the energy centers, and just how much that can really benefit people's overall health.
Right. Right. Well, that is a certainly a noble cause, and that is a thing that's so important. I was actually listening to something early this morning, and it was talking, about, and I'm not even sure who it was. It was such a good clip, though. I'm going to play it on the show, in the coming weeks, or probably next week even. And the guy in the talk he was giving, and it was put to music, and it was just very beautiful. And whoever it was talking was saying that, look, enlightenment is not even, it's as much of a physical process as a spiritual one, right? And that's something that a lot of people don't necessarily think about, but you're really dealing with the energy of the body and changing the way your energetic fields operate, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, my clients who come to me normally have like no idea whatsoever about the energy centers. I normally get people coming to me with stress and anxiety predominantly.
Right.
And they've got just no idea about the energy system and how deep you can dive into sort of everything about yourself, but people have just got no awareness. So it's really nice to be able to pass my knowledge and understanding on to people, because I think that everybody can heal themselves. So if I can just pass my knowledge on to them, then they can use that to help heal themselves.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a great point, and it's something that I personally subscribe to, is the idea that, you hear a lot about healers, right? Especially in our kind of community and so forth. And I firmly believe that it's all self-healing ultimately. Every act of healing is self-healing. It's helping people to heal themselves. We have the innate power. There may be someone who appears to be a healer in a sense, but they're really sort of maybe even, especially some of these very well-known healers, looks like they're doing miracles, right? But really, I think, in my opinion, they're sort of suspending disbelief long enough so that someone can create healing for themselves. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's just all about creating an awareness and sort of unlocking a gate in people, and then they're able to then go on and really delve deep and really open that gate and heal.
Right. Well, let's, what I'd love to hear, and I know the audience would, a little bit about your story, how you ended up on this path, because you were sort of going down a different, as I hear so often with guests, they're going down one sort of trajectory in their life, and then they switch. It's kind of like you think of a railroad switching, so the different tracks that someone goes down, right? It's like you hit a crossroads and all of a sudden you jump to a different track. I'd love to hear a little bit about your story and how that happened with you.
So I've never really been a hugely spiritual person, or so I thought. But again, it comes down to that awareness and not having that awareness and understanding. So I've just finished managing a day centre for adults with autism. And I needed... It was a nice job, but it just wasn't very fulfilling anymore. I was getting a bit bored of it. It was the same thing every single day. And I've only just turned 30, and I thought, this cannot be my life forever now. There's got to be a different avenue to explore. So I started off by doing massage therapy, and then that led to other different types of massage therapy. And then I came across Reiki. And I was very, very skeptical. Even when I was doing the course, I was still skeptical, up until I was presented with a crystal pendulum. And my Reiki master had said, you can ask the crystal questions. And I was sitting thinking, are you joking?
Right. What are you smoking, first of all?
So anyway, she gave us this crystal pendulum. She said, ask it a question. So I asked it a question, and obviously it moved. And then that was the that moment I just thought, wow, that actually, so there is something in all of this. Everything that I've been reading about, it's not just what people want to believe. It is actually happening. It is actually true. So
right.
Then from Reiki, that just has opened so many other avenues that I've explored. And I'm just so grateful that I've came across Reiki, and it's helped us to understand more about myself. It's helped me to help my friends and family. And then obviously now I'm passing that on to clients as well. So yeah, it's really, really opened huge avenues. And like I say, I didn't think I was that much of a spiritual person. I've always been an empath. And now that I've got that awareness and understanding about that, I can sort of look back on my childhood and sort of put the bits of the puzzle together, really.
Right.
So it's good, and I'm still exploring, and I think you're always learning all the time. And
right.
Lately I've done a lot of self-exploration and expansion, and it's just it's fascinating, but it's exciting at the same time, sometimes quite draining.
right.
But I'm just absolutely loving the path that I'm on at the minute. I feel so passionate about it.
That's a beautiful thing. When you're in line with your passion, a lot of things open up. And in your case, opening up the chakras, of course, is a big part of that. For those people that maybe aren't as familiar with the chakra system and what the chakras are, I would think most of the listeners have at least heard the term. Maybe you could take a moment and sort of explain what they are.
Yeah, so basically the chakras are energy vortexes that we have in our astral body, and they transmute energy between our astral, physical and mental bodies. So basically it is sort of a wheel of energy. We have seven main chakras within our body, and they all turn continuously on this wheel. But each chakra has certain sort of properties, I would say. So for example, in your root chakra, that is the center for groundedness, for basic trust, for survival. And then you've got the throat chakra, for example, and that is self-expression, being true to yourself. And then sometimes we have, well, probably a lot of the time actually, we have blockages within these energy centers, which can make you physically unwell, mentally unwell. It can even, for example, just if you've got a blockage in your throat, it could even just mean that you've got a bit of a sore throat. That's how it could come out.
Right.
But it's always linked to more of a spiritual reason. Exploring the root of what's actually wrong, rather than, oh, you've just got a sore throat,
right,
go at the doctors and get some medicine or whatever. It's all about,
right, where they're always treating the effect, not the cause, right?
Yeah, definitely. And it's about getting to the root cause. There's always a root cause, and it's about really diving deep and getting to that root.
Beautiful. Yeah, that like I was saying at the top of the show, doing a chakra meditation, just visualization, and as we're going to do here in a few, it just really, I mean, it's one of those things where anyone who's listening and does this meditation, if it's anything like the ones I've done, before, it's, you're going to, at the end of it, we're going to do one that's what, about 30 minutes or so, right? So by the end of the 30 minutes, so any of you guys driving, prepare yourself, or at least prepare to pause until you get home, right? No meditations while you're driving. But at the end of it, it's like such a tangible difference in the energy within your field. So anyone who would ever sort of dispute any of this stuff is, mumbo jumbo, is not real. It's like, okay, do the chakra meditation and you tell me if you feel a very noticeable difference in your, in your field. And, now one of the things that you talk about, with your sort of path of self-discovery and helping others to sort of, open themselves up and overcome stress and all those sorts of things. is self-love, right? And
yeah.
I often say self-love is the number one thing we're all here to learn. It's the one thing we have in common mm-hmm. with our journey into physical. I'd love to hear you speak a little bit on why you believe self-love is so important.
Yeah, I mean, I think that self-love is just the catalyst for health and happiness, really. And it's all about your health. If you haven't got your health, then you haven't really got your happiness. So you've got to love yourself in order for you to live the life that you want to live. And I mean, for me, I've spent the last year just telling my clients, you've got to practice self-love, you've got to do. And then at the end of the year, I was burnt out and I thought, well, I haven't been doing that. So the start of this year, I've really started to work on myself, do mirror work, really connect with in mirror work, really connect with my eyes, really connect to my heart. And it's all about your heart. It's all about connecting to your heart, to your emotions, to your feelings. And I always tell my clients that you've got to be selfish, not to the point where you're going to, you know, annoy people. But
right.
You've got to put yourself first, because if you don't love yourself, if you're not confident within yourself, you're not going to really project that onto your loved ones. If they can see that you're happy, you're content, you're confident, you've got your self-esteem back, then that's going to make them happy as well. And it's all about, you know, the frequencies and vibrations that we all resonate on. If you're resonating on that high frequency of love, then you're obviously going to be attracting all of those frequencies into your life. So
Great. It's
just a huge, huge deal. And everybody should do it. Gratitudes, affirmations, mirror work. Everybody should do it. And sometimes it's difficult when you're not used to, maybe it's just staring at yourself in the mirror.
Right. And talk a little bit about what your process is like with when you do mirror work.
Yeah. So I do it first thing on a morning, and I just basically, it's like a really, really simple process. And that's why it's great, because anybody can do it. So I just sit on a morning and just really try to connect in my eyes first. And then once I've connected in my eyes, you sort of, it's trusting your inner wisdom, trusting your intuition, your guidance. I'll say some affirmations like, I am enough, and I'm willing. It's all about the willingness as well. I'm willing to have today be my best day, and sort of asking as well, what do you want me to know today? And I mean, all of this has come from Louise here. So,
right.
She's fab, which most people probably have heard of Louise here.
Right. Hey House, so,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So it's just, yeah, I connect with myself, and then I connect with my heart. I do breathing exercises, deep breathing, really picture my heart center opening and flourishing. And it's just the energy that you get from, even if it's just a 5-minute exercise, if you haven't got a lot of time on a morning, if you're rushing about trying to get ready, just take 5 minutes to just really, really try to connect to your whole being, not just looking at yourself physically. It's about connecting deep within.
Yeah. So that's like such a simple tool to do, and something, you know, a lot of these things, they're so simple, but so powerful. Yeah. You know, and people just aren't a lot of times, I think, realizing or taking the time. And I think once you start to take the time, it was like me doing that first chakra meditation in a long time. I'm thinking to myself, why am I not doing this every day? Mm-hmm. Like, this is amazing, you know? So one of the questions, Caroline, I like to always ask people, of course, I kind of shared my own little synchronicity story with you regarding you being on the show. And so one of the questions I always like to ask a guest is, any sort of synchronicity or serendipity or positive paranormal story that you have that you'd like to share with us?
I mean, there's loads, really. It's happening all the time.
Right.
I would say probably the most recent one was just yesterday. So I just happened to close my eyes for a split second, and a white tiger came. It just showed up. So I was like, wow, that's odd. So it was sort of, a white, I don't know if it was one or two white tigers and like a really sort of galactic scene triangle and sort of entwined in women. It was,
oh, wow.
It was odd. Yeah. And that was literally for just a split second. And then I closed my eyes again later on and there was the white tiger again. And then I opened Facebook and a lady who I know, but not really, I don't know her closely, she shared a video with some white tigers swimming in a lake.
In the ocean. I saw it too yesterday.
Yeah.
There goes the story to another level. I was literally, as you started saying it, I was going to wait for you to finish to be like, I saw a video someone posted yesterday of two white tigers swimming in the ocean.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What a trip. And you're in the UK. And of course, you know, I'm in Southern California. So it's not like we're necessarily seeing all the same videos or things on the huge world of Facebook, right?
It's crazy, isn't it?
Wow.
So when the little tigers were swimming on the video, I was like really trying to get into the eyes and really trying to connect with the tigers on the computer.
Wow. What a trip. What a trip. So what, do you have any sort of insight? Now, of course, when you say it was intertwined with women, I think here yesterday, of course, in the States, there was, you know, almost 3 million women who marched, you know. And so I wonder, I mean, do you have any sort of insight into what you think the sort of meaning behind the vision and so forth was?
So I think more the white tiger is more my journey that I'm on currently. You know, telling me to step up to be confident and to be truthful with what I'm doing and who I am.
Right.
And I think the women comes into that because I am doing a lot of work on myself at the minute, like I've said. And I think the women just comes into that sort of being just empowering towards women. And like you say, it was come out just the right time because we had a march in London as well, a women's march in London.
Oh, really? Wow.
So, yeah, it's sort of, it's all entwined together, really.
Wow, beautiful. Yeah, I had no idea it was something that was happening in other countries as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's happened in quite a few. So, I think just very liberating and empowering.
Yes, yes. Wow. Well, so what we're going to do, Caroline, as I said, you know, as we've discussed here, is a little different than most of these interviews is spending a good portion of it here actually doing a meditation, a guided meditation. And before we jump into that, I just want to make sure that the listeners know the best way to connect with you.
Yeah. So I am on, my website is www.whitefeathertherapies.net. Or
it's not white tiger.
No, white feather. I might change it one day.
Yeah.
Well, actually, that's why it resonated so well with us as well, because I just love white, anything white.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, the white tiger.
Yeah.
And I'm on Facebook, which is Caroline White Feather, I think.
Okay. I think.
Or White Feather Therapies 2. That's what it is. White Feather Therapies 2. And Instagram, which is Caroline White Feather.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, Caroline, it's been amazing to connect with you here. What we're going to do is sort of let you take us through the guided meditation, and then that will be it. That we're just going to end it on that. I'm not even going to come back on and speak or talk, you know, afterwards, per se. I mean, you and I can chat afterwards, but you know, I'll end the recording of the show. And so I think that's just a very good way to leave the listeners in that elated state that we're about to take them through. You're about to take them through. And I appreciate you so much taking the time to come on and connect. This has been awesome. And I look forward to doing this meditation.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Excellent.
I hope you enjoy.
No doubt.
Okay. So, just find yourself a nice, quiet space, a space you feel at ease and calm, and dim the lights if possible. Just sit in your comfortable position. This meditation is going to focus on balancing and enlightening your seven main energy centers within your body. Your energy centers, or chakras, are vortexes that transmute energy between your astral, physical, and mental bodies. They are what govern your moods, your feelings, your emotions, your likes, your dislikes. They are an integral part of our being, and this is why it is vital to have understanding and balance. We will begin by quietening the mind. Break free from your thoughts. Embrace the silence now. Seek inner wisdom. Dive deep into the depths of your being. Be silent. Be still. Be connected. To transcend your thoughts, repeat this mantra after me. So hum. So hum. So hum. Just feel the vibrations of the sound. Feel as the frequencies rise higher and higher. And now just continue to silently repeat the mantra as we begin to ground ourselves. I want you to visualize yourself barefoot. Visualize roots growing from the soles of your feet and growing deeper and deeper into the earth. Watch as the roots travel down to the earth's core. You are connected to the earth. Feel the vibrational energies rising from the earth's core, rising up through your feet, through your body, and up to your crown. Allow this energy to totally fill your body. You may experience vibrational reactions. Just go with the flow of your being. You are now fully grounded. You are at one with Mother Earth, at one with yourself. I now want you to focus on Muladhara, your root chakra, the center for deep connectedness, for survival, for security, and for safety. The root chakra is located at the tail of your spine. It is here that we must take responsibility for ourselves. The root chakra must be in balance in order to achieve personal growth and transformation. We are now going to open the root chakra. Visualize a red ball of light filling the area. On the inhale, watch as the red light expands and turns into a red lotus flower. The lotus flower represents a doorway to the opening of the universe. With each inhale, the four petals on the lotus flower gradually open to fill the entire area on your body.
This is the light of security, the light of safety, the light of groundedness. Embrace this feeling now. Feel the expansion. Feel the connectedness. We are now going to chant. We will chant LAM 6 times. LAM. 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 And now with each chime of the ball, this root chakra opens even further. Just let yourself be in this moment now. Feel the vibrations. Feel the energy. And just repeat these affirmations after me. I am protected. I am secure. I am at peace. I now want you to focus your attention on Svadhisthana, your sacral chakra, located just below your navel. This is your center for pleasure, for intimacy, and for feeling. It is here where we allow ourselves to let go, to live in this moment. When we are balanced here, our creative juices flow with ease. We will now open up the sacral chakra. Just visualize an orange ball of light filling the area. On the inhale, watch as the orange light expands and turns into an orange lotus flower. The lotus flower represents a doorway to the opening of the universe. With each inhale, the 6 petals on the lotus flower gradually begin to open and fill the entire area on your body. This is the light of pleasure, the light of creativity, the light of enjoyment. Just embrace this moment now. Feel the expansion. Feel the energy. And feel the light. We will now chant VAM 6 times. VAM. 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 And now with each chime of the ball, the sacral chakra will open further. Allow yourself to be present in this moment now. Feel the vibrations as they resonate throughout your body. Just repeat these affirmations after me. I am creative. I am joyful. I am abundant. The sacral chakra is now fully open. I now want you to focus your attention on Manipura, your solar plexus, located just below your breastbone. This is the center for willpower, for self-confidence, and for self-worth. It is here that our personality lies, where we make decisions, and where we take control of our own life. We will now open the solar plexus. Visualize a yellow ball of light filling the area now. With each inhale, I want you to imagine the yellow light expanding and turning into a yellow lotus flower. The lotus flower represents a doorway to the universe. On the inhale, the 10 petals on the lotus flower gradually open, expanding throughout your body. This is the light of expression of will, the light of personal power, the light of conveying wisdom. Just embrace this feeling now. Feel the energy here. Feel the expansion. We will now chant Ram 6 times. Ram. 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 And now each chime of the ball represents the lotus flower's continuous expansion. Thank you. allow yourself to be completely present in this moment now. Feel as the vibrations from the mantra and from the singing bowl fill your body. And just repeat these phrases after me. I make the right choices for me. I express myself with courage and strength. I honor my whole being. The solar plexus chakra is now completely open. I now want you to focus your attention on Anahata, your heart chakra, just in the center of your chest. This is the center for love, for compassion, and for beauty. It is here we forgive ourselves and others, where we form and hold our relationships, and where we make transformations to better shape our futures. We will now open the heart chakra. Visualize a green ball of light entering and filling the area. On the inhale, this green light turns into a green lotus flower. The lotus flower represents the doorway to the universe. With each inhale, the 12 petals on the lotus flower begin to open and expand, filling the heart area. This is the light of self-love, the light of appreciation, the light of relationships. Just embrace this feeling now. Feel the emotions, feel the feelings, and feel the light. We will now chant Yam 6 times. Yam. 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 And now with each chime of the ball, the lotus flower continues its expansion. Be present in this moment now. Be at peace with yourself. Show yourself love and acceptance. Now repeat these phrases after me. I give and receive love effortlessly and unconditionally. I am love. I am enough. Your heart chakra is now fully open. I now want you to focus your attention on Visuddha, your throat chakra. This is the center for personal truth, for self-expression, for communication. It is here we project our ideas and beliefs, where we speak our truth, and where we connect to the etheric realm. We will now open the throat chakra. Visualize a blue ball of light entering and filling the area. On the inhale, the blue light will turn into a blue lotus flower. The lotus flower represents the doorway to the universe. With each inhale, the 16 petals on the lotus flower gradually open and expand into the area of the throat. This is the light of realizing your purpose, the light of authenticity, the light of aligning your vision. Just embrace this moment right now. Where does this guide you? What are your visions? We will now chant Harm 6 times. Harm. 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 And now with each chime, imagine the lotus flower blooming and filling the throat area. Be with the energy, be with the vibrations. And repeat these affirmations after me. I speak my truth with ease and confidence. I am true to myself and others. I express myself with love. The throat chakra is now fully open. I now want you to bring your attention to Agna, your third eye, just in the middle of your forehead. This is the center for intuition, the center for vision, and the center for psychic abilities. It is here we can access higher insight and wisdom, where we connect to subtle dimensions, and where we illuminate our energy perceptions. We will now open the third eye. Visualize an indigo ball of light filling the area. On the inhale, the indigo light turns into an indigo lotus flower. The lotus flower represents the doorway to the universe. With each inhale, the 96 petals on the lotus flower gradually open and expand into the area. This is the light of focus and clear thinking, the light of high mental ability, the light of logic and emotion. Embrace your third eye now. Nourish it and feel the energy. We will now chant Om 6 times. Om. Now, with each chime, visualize the lotus flower becoming more and more enhanced. Allow your third eye to open. Feel the vibrations, feel the energy, and just repeat these affirmations after me. I trust my intuition and inner guidance. I am in love with my imagination. My vision is powerful and achievable. Your third eye chakra is now fully open. Now bring your focus to Sahasrara, your crown chakra, at the top of your head. This is the center for connectedness to your higher consciousness, the center for enlightenment, the center for clarity. It is here we realize and overcome our limitations, where we live in a state of pure bliss, where we are linked to the infinite. We will now open the crown chakra. Visualize a white ball of energy entering and filling the area on the top of your head. On the inhale, the white light will turn into a beautiful white lotus flower. The lotus flower represents the doorway to the universe. With each inhale, the 1,000 petals begin to open and fill this expansive area. This is the light of the divine, the light of your pure essence, the light of pure ecstasy. Just embrace these feelings now. Connect deep to your vibrations and your frequencies. Trust your guidance, for this is the truth of your being. We will now chant Om 6 times. Om. Om. Now, with each chime, I want you to imagine the petals on the lotus flower expanding further, further into your consciousness. At one here now, at one with the vibrations, at one with the high frequencies. Now repeat these affirmations after me. I am pure light and love. I connect to my soul and source with grace and ease. My experience of life is abundant. Your crown chakra is now fully open. I now want you to imagine a pure white light traveling down from the cosmos, down through your crown chakra, down through your third eye, down through your throat, down through your heart, down through your solar plexus, down through your sacral, and down through your root, and down into the earth below, all the way to the core. Really connect with this light force right now. This is what connects you to your body, to your soul, to Mother Nature, and to the infinite. You are completely balanced now. You are at one with yourself. You are at one with the universe. Connect to the energy as it resonates through you. Bring in your five senses to be totally present and aware. Now tell yourself that this meditation is coming to an end. Bring your attention to your physical body and to your surroundings. Take three deep breaths in and out. Then, when you are ready, you can open your eyes.